With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson, inside for Elba.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Now, Uncle Roasty the other day on the NRL Roast, he put up a post asking which players just never felt right in another jersey. So which player in rival colours just never felt right? So when a player changes clubs and you look at them and you go, Jesus, just isn't overly fitting. And the four guys that he had a picture of was Ricky Stewart in a Canterbury jersey, Chock Watmo in a Parramatta jersey, Gifty Glenn Stewart in a South Sydney Rabbitohs jersey, and Cooper Cronk in a Sydney Roosters jersey. Now, I shared it on my Instagram story just to get a feel of what you guys think. For me, Chock Watmo was probably the automatic standout. I always thought he looked so strange in anything but a Manly Seagulls jersey, and of course going to Parramatta, one of their fiercest rivals, it just never fit for me. The Cooper Cronk one, I actually thought Cooper looked pretty fitting in the Sydney Roosters side, to be honest with you, but it's easy when you are going on to win premierships and whatnot. Gifty, that always looked like a bit of a weird one to me, and Ricky Stewart at Canterbury, I kind of forget that it happened, to be perfectly honest with you. We spoke to Tricky Trindle the other day. He mentioned a little stink that he had with Ricky Stewart, and that's essentially the only thing that I sort of remember from his stint with the Canterbury Bulldogs, obviously a Canberra Raiders legend. So I'm going to go through some of your suggestions, a heap here, a heap that I didn't think of, a couple that I want to throw in as well that really stood out to me. Let's go through some of these ones though. From GW705, Lance Thompson for the Sharks. God rest his soul, Lance Thompson. Obviously, a guy that he was just dragons through and through in the mid to, you know, early 2000s when I thought St. George Illawarra Dragons, I thought Lance Thompson, big red champion player. When he went to the Sharks, it always looked a bit strange to me that I would guess he was there in about 07, 08. Sharks actually had a really good kit back then. They sort of brought back that old school with the blue and the black stripe through the middle, had LG on his chest and stuff. It was actually a nice jersey, but Lance Thompson just never looked quite right. Quite right in that jersey. Stuart Gray. G'day, Stu. Good to see you, mate. Glenn Stewart. Once again, we spoke about this one. Very fitting. Never looked right to me. Glenn Stewart, he is Manly through and through. The Stewart boys are. It'd be like seeing Turbo and Gerbo in another jersey. Just wouldn't seem right. From Visual 85, Ian Roberts at the Cowboys. Yeah, I 100% back this one. Ian Roberts went to the Cowboys when they kicked off in 97, 98. You see him in, you know, his South Sydney kit and whatnot. Very fitting, Ian Roberts, a mascot boy coming through. But yeah, when he went up to the Cowboys, just a weird fit. Obviously a new franchise, so everyone was new to it, but I don't know. Ian Roberts just never quite fit for me. His other one is Steve Walters when he was at the Newcastle Knights. Didn't play a heap of footy at Newcastle. I think he was injured for the vast majority of it. He also went to the Cowboys, of course. Looked a bit weird there, but the Newcastle fit was very strange. Should be noted, Stevie Walters, when he was at the Newcastle Knights, the Knights had a young bloke who they were considering turning into a hooker, and Steve Walters did a lot to help him in that transition to becoming a hooker. It was, of course, Danny Badiris, who went on to be one of the best nines our game has ever seen. So shout out to Steve Walters. losses in Newcastle. Fuck, it looked weird, but geez, she did a lot of favours for rugby league. Coming from Lucky Harland, Willie Mason in Roosters colours. Yeah, it was a bit weird. We had that phase, and I'm sure people will probably mention the other ones where Marco Mealy, Willie Mason, Brayton Astor, all these guys were running around. I think Nick Kuparitsis might have been there too. Were running around in Roosters jerseys, and they used that sort of foundation jersey that season. Very, very strange. Very weird sort of time. Obviously, they won the premiership in 2004 with the Canterbury Bulldogs against the Sydney Roosters. For those 3 or 4 years, it was Anasta, Mason, O'Mealy versus the Roosters. To see them in Roosters kit, very, very surreal time in rugby league. From Steve Hevner, 101, Ricky, but also wonder if Brisbane fans felt similar about Lazarus. I can see in Steve's profile picture, obviously Canberra Raiders fan Ricky Stewart. As I said, the time at the Canterbury Bulldogs, it never seemed quite right to me. Ricky Stewart, he is a Canberra Raiders legend. It's sort of like, and I'm not comparing him to Michael Jordan, don't lose your fucking head, but it sort of reminds me of when, you know, Michael Jordan went to the Washington Wizards. Like, we never, no one really ever talks about it or anything like that. Kind of reminds me of that scenario. No one talks about the Bulldogs days for Ricky Stewart. We always just look at the Chicago Bulls, the Canberra Raiders day, winning comps, being a champion player and whatnot. Don't DM me saying he's nothing compared to Michael Jordan. Not saying that in any way, shape, or form. Put your common sense hats on, please. The other one that he suggested was Lazarus. And obviously, Glenn Lazarus, he started at Canberra. He then went to the Broncos. He then went to Melbourne. Very successful at every single club that he went to, Lazo. And yeah, I'm not sure who would quite take ownership of him. To be honest with you, when I think Glenn Lazarus, I've got to tell you, I actually think of him in a Broncos jersey, to be honest with you, but probably a little bit of recency bias there. Also won the comp in at the Melbourne Storm, their first ever premiership. So a bit hard with Lazo, playing for three clubs, being hyper successful at all of them. And I think being successful at clubs makes those jerseys fit a little bit better, realistically. Great shout there. From Courtney RH, she said Cooper Cronk. Really like this one. Obviously, he came from the Melbourne Storm, went to the Sydney Roosters, from one champion system to another champion system, won premierships of both. I thought that was unreal. This one kind of fit for me, to be honest with you. I got used to Cooper Cronk in a Roosters jersey very quickly. Didn't think I would, but as I said, when they are successful and they're doing well, they're winning comps, jerseys tend to fit a little bit better. This is a really good one. I like this one from Lockie Dobb. I'm sure this one will be mentioned again. Robbie Farah at South. Never quite fit. Obviously, he had to leave the West Tigers. Mick Potter and him clashing heads. The scenes of Robbie Farah sitting on the grandstand at Leichhardt Oval. Heartbreaking stuff. He arrived at the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Did a pretty good job there, actually. I think he was really good for Damien Cook in particular, but never looked right. It just never looked right. Robbie O'Farrell obviously went on to finish his career at the West Tigers. Definitely looked more at home in Tigers colours than with the South Sydney Rabbitohs. This one comes from George Nader, 2008. Walker in Titans and Storms. Now, this is something to think about. Obviously, guys, the vast majority of these guys, it's where they finished their career or they had a little cameo during their career. For some guys, when you see pictures of them where they first started, God, it can look weird. And when you see Cody Walker in a Gold Coast Titans jersey and a Melbourne Storm jersey, really rattles me every time. I completely agree with this one. He just looks at home in a South Sydney Rabbitohs jersey. It's a bit like James Maloney when you see the images of him playing for the Melbourne Storm in reserve grade. He played one or two games there. So when you see him in that purple jersey, all looks a bit odd. So it can happen at the start of the career, at the end of the career, or just for a little stint in the middle. Great shout there. Benji at Souths from Logan SD4. I've got to tell you, Benji at Souths, once again, when they're successful, it fits a little bit better. A famous jersey in rugby league history. I really got used to Benji very quickly. I thought he looked unreal from day one in South Sydney Rabbitohs colours, to be honest with you. When I heard, you know what, it probably helps that we saw him in St. George colours and Broncos colours previously. To me, the St. George and the Broncos jerseys, they looked a lot weirder than the South Sydney one. I thought the South Sydney one looked right at home. But if he hadn't have gone to those other two clubs, gee, South Sydney, it probably would have looked a little bit weird if he played his entire career at the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Sorry, at the West Tigers. The one that probably stands out for me, Benji, is when he put on that Blues jersey to play rugby union. That was a bit of a nightmare. I think someone's actually mentioned that one. This one comes from Chris Thompson, 77. Matt Johns for the Sharks. Yeah, obviously Newcastle Knights legend, Newcastle through and through. Matty Johns had to leave. I believe it was in the 2000 season he went to, or maybe it was 2001, went to the Cronulla Sharks. There's those famous images or video of him playing Andrew Johns. They shake hands at halfway, and then the Newcastle Knights go on to absolutely demoralise the Matty Johns-led Cronulla Sharks. Obviously hampered by injury injury during his time at the Cronulla Sharks. It's where his sort of media career sort of really started to take off, introducing characters like Reg Reagan and Trent the flight attendant and whatnot. Those scenes of him with Jason Stevens at Sharks training, always good to see. But yeah, Matty Johns in a Sharks jersey never quite looked right to me either. Reed tipping Kronk, Robbie Spreddy, Sticky. What have we got here? Roy Schuin, 97. Was pretty sad as a youngster to see Jamie Soward at the Riff. Yeah, Jamie Soward obviously started at the Roosters, went to the Dragons, won a premiership there, became one of the faces of the St. George Illawarra Dragons, then moved to the Penrith Panthers, which I've always been a big Jamie Soward fan. He's been on the podcast a couple of times. It was really weird seeing him in that Panthers jersey. You become so accustomed to him in the white red V to then go to the Panthers, who are wearing fluoro pink and black all the time. A very, very different look for Jamie Soward, a very different side too, a very different character from when he was at the Dragons too. So Jamie Soward, I would agree with that one, but I did get used to him at the Penrith Panthers pretty quickly, to be honest with you. Rugby League, in my opinion, went on his podcast the other day and his YouTube clips. Go and have a look at that. It was a really good fun doing a quiz for him. Good God, it was tough, but it was good fun. Go and have a look at it. Scott Prince, when he went back to Brisbane. Now, Scott Prince had already played for Brisbane. He'd played for the Cowboys. He'd played for the Tigers. Then he went to the Gold Coast Titans and he became the face of the Titans. And for me, when I think Scott Prince, I only think about the Gold Coast Titans and the West Tigers. Obviously, he was the face of the Titans for me when they first started. He was the main guy. He was the Clive Churchill medalist, the captain of the West Tigers, who came from nowhere to win in 05. But when he went to the Broncos, he'd already played for them, but playing in that modern-day Broncos kit always looked a little bit strange to me. As I said, the Broncos team wasn't overly successful. Scott Prince was playing far from his best footy there as well. So it sort of all looks a bit weird when it's not going well. Good shout there. From Callan Hoban, we've got McInnes, Cam McInnes. We saw the images emerge the other day of him in his Cronulla Sharks kit. Looks very strange. He was obviously at the Rabbitohs before, then moved to the Dragons. Obviously, he did very well at the Dragons. I thought he always looked really at home in that Dragons kit, probably more so than when he was wearing the South Sydney Rabbitohs kit. And he is a Botany Junior, Cam McInnes, from memory. So South Sydney was his home team. He went to the Dragons, looked right at home there, became the captain of that club. To see him in the Sharks jersey, who are probably the biggest rivals of the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Very, very strange. Excited for Cam McInnes. Hopefully he comes back full throttle this year. From Junior Glover, a couple we've already spoken about. Ricky Stewart in Dogs, Benji in Dragons. I agree, the Benji in Dragons one was fucking weird. And Robbie in the Bunnies. The Dolphins NRL, Matt Johns at the Sharks. Yep. Benji anywhere but the Tigers from Nick Simon. Fair shout. Didn't mind the South Sydney one, as I said, though. From Elias Bitter 12, Benji Marshall again. Ivy Bunjay will be Rennie next year at Broncos. Yeah, this one's really hard to argue with. Obviously, Adam Reynolds been a South Sydney legend, in my opinion. Now he's come through the Alexandria Rovers, played at Matto Sports, won the premiership in 2014, went on to captain the club to the grand final this year. He's always been their clutch man. To see him out of South Sydney Rabbitohs colours is going to be very strange, especially up in Brisbane. Exciting times, but definitely agree with this one, a very strange one. Bryce H, 13, it'll be Adam Reynolds when he goes to the Broncos. Yep, good shout. Tanner Marker, 009. Cooper Cronk for Roosters. Yeah, as I said, I didn't mind this one, to be honest with you. I know it was weird seeing him out of Melbourne colours, but I thought he fit quite well at the Roosters. This one I really do like. Brian Thorpe, 89. Brett Mullins. People will, well, you shouldn't forget because he was successful there. But Brett Mullins, obviously a champion at the Canberra Raiders, winning a few premierships there, giving us a highlight reel that we will never forget. 2002, his former halfback, Ricky Stewart, is coaching the Sydney Roosters. He's looking for a bit of experience. He brings Brett Mullins in his last year of first grade to the Roosters. He plays on the left wing. They go on to win the premiership. He sets up the first try in the grand final as well, Brett Mullins. So, champion player. I kind of liked him finishing at the Roosters, to be honest with you, as much as I always remember him as a Canberra Raiders legend. You got to remember his dad, Bill Mullins. He won a premiership with the Roosters in 1975. So 1975, the Roosters won with Bill Mullins. Their next premiership came in 2002 with Brett Mullins. So I thought that one was quite fitting, to be honest with you. I really liked that one. First premiership in, I think, 27 years, just doing the maths off the top of my head. So Brett Mullins, I really like that shout, but I didn't mind him at the Roosters, to be honest with you. Cameron Johns, 505. Sean Johnson. Yeah, another good shout here. Obviously, SJ was the face of the Warriors. He was their branding. He was everything. Moved to the Cronulla Sharks. I didn't get used to it. until probably halfway through his first season, which I think was 2019. But then I really got used to SJ there, and I liked him having a bit of a change. But it is going to be a heap more fitting seeing him back at the New Zealand Warriors. There is no doubt about that whatsoever. Big Les, one-on-one. Adam Reynolds in Broncos. Kit won't feel right. Agree with that one. Adam Hobbs will hop a wide at any team but Manly. Just felt wrong. Yeah, Hopper. Obviously burst onto the scene at the Manly Seagulls. Went on his Mormon mission. Came back with Parramatta. Has been to Canterbury. Been at a couple of Cubs. Just hasn't worked out. He's never played as good footy as what he did at the Manly Seagulls. Won a premiership there, played Origin. Obviously, as well, the son of Will Hopewade, very similar to the Brett and Bill Mullen situation. His father, John Hopewade, a champion at the Manly Seagulls, one of the best wingers we've ever seen. So, Will, it was just fitting for him to be at Manly. Wasn't meant to be, though. Has moved on and hasn't managed to come back, obviously. Prelly, 93. Honestly, foreign in any other... in any other jersey than maroon and white. Completely agree with this one, mate. Never quite looked at home. There was one time, I'm trying to think which team would it be. I think it was, was it Canterbury or Parramatta, that he was had one of those Marvel jerseys on. It was a Wolverine jersey. I think it must have been Parramatta. I'll tell you what, that was the only time I've thought that jersey looks sick on Kieran Foran. He's got a bit of a Wolverine look about him, but definitely in the maroon and white of the Manly Seagulls. That's where Kieran Foran belongs. Rally 86, Farrah at South. Benji felt right, though. Yeah, I agree. Farrah at South was weird. Benji felt right, though. I backed that. Also from Rally, he had Hayne at the Titans. Yeah, when Hainesy joined the Gold Coast Titans, that was very weird. We'd only ever seen him in a Parramatta kit. To come back at the Gold Coast Titans, it wasn't fitting. It felt like a bit of a cash grab. It felt like a bit of a let's get some asses on seats. It was all a little bit fake to me. I was never a big fan of that one. Foran at the Eels, somewhat suited the Doggies, but still not as much as Manly. That's from Hulk Hogan official, not the real Hulk Hogan, unfortunately. Wish it was, that'd be mad. But I agree with that. Dogs suited him better than the Eels, but Manly's where he belongs, no doubt about it. Also from Hulk Hogan official, Ivan at the Tigers, even if it was coaching. Yeah, I agree, Ivan Cleary at the Tigers. That was always a bit of a weird little one for me, a club that he hadn't really had anything to do with in his career or any sort of link to. Obviously, the Panthers, his son was playing there, Nathan. He played for the New Zealand Warriors as well. So, yeah, I like that one. I think that's a good shout. It was always a bit of a weird fit. I'm not surprised he left there. Burgle Bones, Matty Johns at the Sharks, touched on that one. Daniel Glenn Stewart, touched on that one. BKR Sports, Scott Prince, when he went to the Broncos from the Titans, touched on that one, completely agree. Lucas Nahara, Kronk, touched on that one, I like that. Anthony Watmo, I couldn't vision him in anything but Manly colours. That's from Roosters jersey collection, back that 100%, yes, that was probably my pick of the bunch. Glenn Stewart and Anthony Watmo from Team Tohu, yep, back that. Sean Johnson in the Sharks, New Zealand Warriors forever. SJ will definitely look more at home back in a Warriors kit. Glenn Stewart from Fez.zz. Loose tension. Holmes at the Cowboys. Val Holmes. I don't mind this one. Val Holmes is obviously from up there in North Queensland. But once again, when you are playing for the Cronulla Sharks, you're winning a premiership, you're the highlights guy in that team, it is always going to look a little bit weird. Probably didn't look as weird to me as it did in a New York Jets kit. But Val Holmes in the Cowboys, I don't mind it. I think it's quite fitting. I don't think they're getting the best out of him. If they can, though, really could be anything. From Zach Haig, champion fella Zach Haig. Don't remind me about the ill-fated Glenn Stewart signing. Yeah, it didn't work out well for anyone there. Either Stewart or Stewart for me from RN Edits. That is, of course, Ricky Stewart or Glenn Stewart. Good shout there. From Cooley, 21390. Will Chambers, couldn't get around him at the Sharks. Yeah, the one at Will Chambers at the Sharks was a bit of an odd one. Could never quite get around that one either. I was happy to see Will Chambers playing footy, but just doesn't look right.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Outside of a Melbourne Storm jersey. Back that 100%. Our next one, and I really like this one. This is one that I would have probably suggested. This was Petro Sevenaceva when he went to the Penrith Panthers. A very, very weird one here. That's from Connor GR98, Petro at Riff. Yeah, very strange one there. Should have always stayed in the Brisbane Broncos jersey, in my opinion. Mr. Joel Maguire, Glenn Stewart, back that. What have we got? Shakira Wilson, Adam Reynolds in Broncos colours. Yeah, that'll be a strange one. Finn dot something. James Maloney. Not sure which club he's referring to there with James Maloney. I probably thought the Panthers one was probably the weirdest one, to be honest with you. Even when I look back, though, and I see him in like a Melbourne Storm jersey, I think he played some reserve grade at Parramatta too, and you see him in those jerseys. Very, very weird fit for Jimmy Maloney. So maybe he's talking about at the start of his career. Last one, everything Bulldogs, Jarryd Hayne. Obviously, he went to the Gold Coast Titans. A very, very strange fit there. Thanks for tuning in once again, guys. Great suggestion by the NRL roast. Well, a great post by the NRL roast that I directly stole or borrowed, whatever you want to call it. Really enjoyed going through these, guys. Some great suggestions from you guys. Oh, I missed a couple here, actually. We've got Reese Wesser as well. Really good shout from Brandon Porter. Matthew March, Matt Burton in Dogs colours, RCG in Eels. Obviously, Matty Burton, he's looking into the future. It's funny, when we thought about Matt Burton signing with them at the start of the year, he wasn't really a prominent Panthers player. We wouldn't have thought twice about it. Now that we've seen him win a premiership and be so successful, it's going to look very weird there, no doubt about it. And Regan Campbell-Gillard for the Eels. Yeah, I agree. This one was a bit of a weird fit for me as well. I also thought the Ryan Madison one was a bit strange. We've got Nathan Clear, Goat, Ryan Gerdler for the Illawarra Steelers. Gerds played the vast majority of his career at the Penrith Panthers. Started with the Illawarra Steelers, though. I agree. Bit of a weird one there. The last one that I was going to throw in that I always have in my mind has just been a weird time. Obviously, Super League, everything was upside down, a bit weird. Anthony Mundine, when he went from the Dragons to the Broncos, that one just never quite fit for me. Won a comp under Wayne Bennett for the Broncos in the Super League, obviously defeating the Cronulla Sharks, but that one always a bit weird for me. Other ones that I think of, Isaac Luke at any other club but South Sydney, that one always sort of rattled me a little bit. Never really was able to get myself around that one either. And the last one for me, we spoke about Ricky Stewart a lot. Jeez, Bradley Clyde, when he left the Canberra Raiders, for me, both Brad Clyde and Ricky Stewart could both put their hands up in the immortal conversation, but Brad Clyde, he's arguably the best forward I think we've ever seen. I think there's a fair argument there. So to see him leave the Canberra Raiders, where he was so successful, two Clive Churchill medals, lock forward of the year on a number of occasions, an automatic pick for every Kangaroos team for about 10 years, to see him go to the Canterbury Bulldogs and finish his career there, a very, very strange one there. One of his teammates as well, Daryl Trindle, a weird one, seeing him arrive there later in his career as well. Thanks for tuning again, guys. Sorry I missed those ones at the back end. Cheers to Uncle Roasty for putting this post up. Really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed going through your suggestions as well.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.